Every place that he stops because of something that was endangering his life and the like. If the amount of time he was in a position that he could not daven was the amount of time it takes to say the Daya Shemur Esrei, and he has to start all over again. If it was less than that amount of time, then he should start from the beginning of the bracha he was in the middle of. The Mishnah Berurah brings at the etzim the Shulchan Aruch paskin that if he had a hefsek k'dei ligmas kula in the middle of Shemur Esrei, he has to start again. It did not say what type of hefsek. There's a machlekes achreinim. Some achreinim say that it's only when there's a hefsek machmas oynis, he's afraid for his life. Others say even if it's machmas oynis, it's not considered a hefsek. Only if he was in a position that it was usher for him to daven. For example, he was in the bathroom, or there was some excrement next to him, he couldn't get away from it. Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, in respect to tefillah, the Magen Avraham, many achreinim said that any type of oynis is considered an oynis. So therefore, if a person had a situation of sakana, that's also another reason to say he has to start over Shemoneh Esrei if he was involved in it, the amount of time it takes to say the entire Shemoneh Esrei. And with Kriya Shema, though, we start over again only when the hefsek was because he was not halachically allowed to daven. He was in the bathroom with excrement. That's the hachra of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Mishnah Berurah. Now we said also that if he had this hefsek for a shorter period of time, he still has to start at the beginning of the bracha. So first of all, Rabbi Halacha brings that the Chachaim says, what are we talking about? In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, a person just stops talking for a minute. Does he have to tell the bracha again or not? So he says, no. Only he was mafsik bedibul. Only if he spoke in the middle does he have to start over the bracha again. And the Rabbi Halacha has a tzad to say also that if he went, because of the situation, he had to go to another place. Seems like he can talk, but the halicha also, going away from the place of davening is also a type of hefsek.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is that if a person had to speak in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, go to another place, even if it was for a short period of time, he should start the bracha again. But ma'aseh b'di'evad, if he didn't start the bracha again, he just continued. He's also yotze because there are opinions that say you do not have to start the bracha again. And possibly begin rishonis chozel l'roish and b'achreinis chozel l'tzei. Here is another chidush that in the first three brachas are considered one bracha. So according to this, if a person had an oynis in the middle of one of the first three brachas and he had to talk or go to another place, in one of the first three brachas, or in one of the last three brachas, he has to tell Shemoneh Esrei in the first three brachas all again, or he has to go back to Ritzeh. So here it's a bigger chiddush, because here he's actually saying a bracha twice. Down in the middle of the bracha, he's just saying the words two times, no big deal. Yeah. So the Maisa, number one, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Chayovim, that says, if you had a hefsek, for example, in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, Chayim Esim, Atorav Lashia, Masheruch Moed HaGoshen, Pitom, some hefsek for a minute. So, according to what we said now, you should have to start the Shemoneh Esrei again, because in the first three brachas, Chayim said no. If you finish the second bracha, then you go to back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But you're still in the middle of a bracha, even if it's one of the first three ones, you can still continue afterwards.
Yeah.
So just a tikkun of what he was saying.
Okay, so anyway, this is the chiddush of the Chayyodim,
that if a person had a hefsek for shorter than the amount of time it takes to say the entire tefillah, if it was in the first, even if it wasn't the first three brachas, but was in the middle of a bracha, then you could just start that bracha again. He doesn't have to start at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But if it's between the first and the second and the third, then he has to start from the beginning.
Siv Vav. Hodamina Mishokade Ligma Skula, the Koyim Misharina.
The amount of time that's considered, if this is the amount of time it takes to say Taina Shemoneh Esrei, it goes by this person himself. If he daven Shemoneh Esrei in 3 minutes, it's 3 minutes. 10 minutes, 10 minutes. So this is another incentive to daven a little bit more.
Yeah.
Come on, you don't have to daven too long, too short. Just the right speed of Shemoneh Esrei is speaking to a king. Which, when you speak to a king, you don't speak very slowly. You don't speak very quickly. It's like a normal, clear speech. Imsoch batvila. The person did speak in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So that's the same rules that we learned till now, which is basically what we said before. That if it was less than the amount of time it takes to say the entire Shemoneh Esrei, then they start the bracha. If it was the amount of time to say the entire Shemoneh Esrei, then they start the Shemoneh Esrei over again. The Shavuah said, though, that according to what he said before, that the hefsek is only hefsek like the oynis that requires you to start Shemoneh Esrei over again. Also over here, we're not saying that the speech is more chomer than hefsek. If someone spoke in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, only if he was speaking to protect himself from danger, and it took more than the amount of time it takes him to say the Tashmina Esrei, only then he has to touch Shmona Esrei over again. But if he for every reason, any reason mistakenly, he spoke in the middle of Shmona Esrei, he wanted to calm down and obey you, which he's not supposed to talk for. He didn't know the halacha. Then, even if it took him a while, he could continue Shmona Esrei afterwards. He doesn't have to start all over again. If he was speaking, if he spoke b'mezid, he knew it's Asar, and he had Yitzar, and he anyway talked to somebody. So, here Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokes. Some say he has to start the tefillah over again. Even though he said a short half second, and others say that no. Since it's a short half second, even though he did b'mezid, he definitely is not the savior, but it's not required to say Shema Esrei over again. I'm one day behind. After yesterday.